I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your week.
I don't know why.
You gotta be more dramatic.
Okay. All right.
Legends Only.
All right. All right. Take two. Take two.
And this is another episode of
Legends Only.
That was the most monotone.
Oh, my God. What is it called?
Yeah, this is your and this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
legends only.
Hey guys, my name's Kyle. Hey guys, it's Nicole, and this is your weekly pop culture podcast. Okay, so hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode. As always, we would like to shout out our Patreon Legends Only fans on patreon.com/legendsonly for all of your support over literally all of Cornova and prior.
Beyond. Yeah.
So if you don't know what Patreon is, I thought we should do like a little spiel.
Okay.
Because the Discord has been really active.
And very active. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Patreon is a website where you can go and support independent creators in any way that you want. You can contribute monthly as low as you want, as high as you want. You can change it at any time. You can cancel at any time. You can come back at any time. It's just a really good way of supporting creators. So if you like this pod and you would like to support us, we have multiple tiers, some new ones to come soon. Stay tuned. 35 bonus episodes, which, can you believe? I counted them today. I was like,
wow.
Wait, where did that go? Like, where did time go? We did a 4-part Mariah Carey memoir review of the book club, emotion deep dive, Discord. So basically, if you would like to support the podcast and support us, you can go to patreon.com/legendsonly,
including we have a bonus episode coming this week.
Yeah, we do a little something more personal update,
and it was personal.
If you would like to, you know, have that conversation.
Oh, should I have that conversation?
No, I'm just, I mean,
oh,
like, if people want to hear about other things other than like Queens of Pop.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check out the Patreon for bonus
Who
content.
Who is having that conversation?
Basically. But no, seriously, thank you to everyone who has been supporting for over a year now. It has been a fun ride.
It sure has.
And we're just getting started. So
keeps getting better.
Actually, though.
It does. A decade of hits.
Oh, is it?
Well, that's what it was called anyway.
Oh, yeah. I was like, 2 decades of hits?
Well, at the time, it was a decade.
Oh, it's been a decade since a decade of hits?
Almost.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well. Okay, everyone. So let's start off this week. Oh, I have to issue an apology.
Oh, yes.
I feel like
we should do that for every episode. Yeah. The beginning should start with an apology.
Yeah, I would like to apologize.
Yep.
Because I feel like I was age shaming on the last episode with Olivia Rodrigo.
Right. Yes, we did. We were accused of that.
Yeah. Which I
well,
was like.
You were.
Yeah. listen, if we're canceled, if I'm canceled, we're all canceled.
That's true. That's the motto around here.
No, I feel like I was age shaming myself. But I wasn't trying to age shame her or like other people, obviously.
No, yeah.
So I hope it didn't come across that way. So to all the geriatric millennials who are offended, no.
They can't hear this anyway. It's fine.
Oh, that was good. Oh, she's a writer.
Oh, sometimes.
Yeah, but I'll defend myself quickly. So when the album first dropped, I was...
including dropped.
Something else just dropped.
Something else what just dropped on the roof. That?
Is someone on the roof?
The beat just dropped.
Mariah?
Yeah, the room got sexy.
What the hell was that? Well, worry about it later.
Yeah. Cry about it later.
I was on the train. I went on Twitter and everyone was just making memes. So I was like, oh, I can't take this seriously. It's just memes.
Oh, yeah. But millennials listening to Olivia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, is it really good or is it just people want memes? But then over the past week, I have to confess, I can't stop listening to Good For You.
Yeah, it's...
But I've been on private session, so no one can see it.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, someone's going to screenshot this and be like, oh, what now?
Wow.
So I would
truth comes out. I mean, you did just screenshot yourself now by saying that, but...
Well, I wanted to be the one to admit it first.
Okay, now you can listen without shame.
Came from me.
Yeah.
Also, it's like not that serious.
No, it's certainly not.
But I would just like to
apologize.
It's
literally the number one song in the country right now.
She doesn't give a shit what I say.
She does. She's mad.
Yeah.
The next song's going to be about you.
Oh, iconic. Yeah. Also, I feel like maybe I don't know, whatever.
I
apologize.
I called Brutal Bitter.
Oh, yeah. That was a flop.
I needed to issue an apology for that.
She should have a song called Bitter.
She should. It was called Sour.
Yeah, so those are both tastes.
Tastes, hello.
There's an EP right there.
That's a concept.
Like Marina's Fruit.
Yes, this fruit sounds familiar. Yeah.
Bitter, and it'll just be like bitter, sour, sweet.
Yeah.
Sassy. Oh, wait, that's not a flavor. Savory.
Savory.
Delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, next time, Olivia, you'll get it right next time.
She's got plenty of time to go. Yeah. She's young.
Yeah.
It's a child.
That's a child.
Oh, someone else was like, oh, she's not a child. She's 18.
She's a child.
Yeah.
Yeah. She can't drink yet.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Therefore, she's a child.
Facts. Okay, well, someone else needs to apologize to Olivia Rodrigo.
That's true.
This is more serious.
This is more serious.
Literally a child. Northwest.
Child on child crime.
Northwest. Not
get
the
in
direction.
Here.
Not the direction on the compass. I mean actually northwest.
Yes.
The child.
Noted child.
Yes.
Of the Kardashian West dynasty.
Shaded Kim Kardashian, her own mother.
Her own mother on Instagram.
Can't wait for her album. You guys know I love driver's license. Look, she sent a box of tissues. Yes, I do. I listen to it all the time. Stop, North Saint. Don't we listen to the car all the time? Yes.
So Kim got the PR package for Sour.
She did.
Which the PR package was kind of brilliant.
Did it
not
have
kind
sour
of.
Candy? I didn't
yeah.
know. Okay.
Sour Patch.
Oh. Okay.
Not sponsored.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet. So so she gets this package and she's like, I love driver's license. We always listen to it. And then North is in the back. I was like, you never listen to that. Which she's probably not lying.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. She exposed her mother. It's like, sweetie, you could have taken a second take on that one. You could have just...
That's what I thought was so funny. Why did she post it?
Like, you didn't have to post that one.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. But it's also like, I feel like if you were going to do PR for that or do promo, like you shouldn't have your child shading Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was absolutely the live version of the child on Omegle.
Literally.
Calling that boy a pimply little bitch.
Which that is where that reference is from.
Yes.
By the way.
We'll have to play the audio of it.
I'll post it on Discord. I think I did post it on Discord.
Yeah.
And I'll retweet it from @legendsonly.
I feel like
pod.
It should be on the soundboard at this point.
Oh, I can add it.
You definitely can add it.
Well, I'll,
I feel like whenever there's a child, it should really be brought up.
Yeah.
That's a child.
And that's an ugly pimply bitch.
Well, I also feel like I sound like it. Like, I do
you
such
do.
A good... That's a child. So it's like, it doesn't even need to be on the soundboard.
That's true. Creative licensing. Yeah. So Northwest, we expect a Crayola written apology letter to Olivia Rodrigo. She did nothing to you. It's just going to be like, good for you, scribbled in Crayola.
Literally. Well, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all clowns because Olivia Rodrigo just shattered... All the records,
an insane amount of records.
Yeah.
She is the first artist in history to have her first three songs debut in the top 10. So Olivia Rodrigo has broken all the records. I believe she's the first artist in history to have all three of her debut singles in the top 10.
Which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Literally no one else has that, apparently. Which is hard to believe, but then it's like, that's true. Like, Baby was followed by Sometimes, which I think was like a flop.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, streams weren't around back then. Streams weren't around. So not comparable.
Not comparable.
But still iconic.
But like, not a flop, obviously, but you know, just it wasn't top 10.
Oh.
But you know, we don't consider Britney's charts, because ever since Toxic was number 9, we don't consider.
No, it's a different world.
It's a different time.
It's a different time. Consumption's different.
Yeah.
We didn't have TikTok back in 1998.
Nope, we sure didn't. Nope. But if we did, we'd sure be body rolling to Sometimes to get it up the charts.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Olivia for already breaking all these records. And as you said, didn't you say, like, not since Baby has there been like impact like that?
I did predict it a little bit.
A little bit.
So I hope you accept my apology.
Uh-huh. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Olivia Rodrigo.
And now I can go back to taking my Spotify off private session.
Yes, you can.
So no one drags
proudly
me.
A little Rodrigan. Yes.
Is that what we're calling them?
No, I think we little sour candies.
Oh, I little... love that. Double promo.
Little car drivers, probably.
Oh.
Because they all got their driver's license. Actually, gays can't drive, so no, yeah. That can't be it.
Speaking of
little
driving.
Little crash dummies.
I was having my local fantasy like a week ago.
Yeah.
I was too scared to drive.
Oh.
Like, actually, though,
well,
I was on a bike the entire time.
Okay. Well, yeah. You know that.
That's new. Gonna have to unpack that.
Have you had trouble driving before?
No.
Okay.
I used to love it.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
But now I'm convinced. Here's the problem. I'm convinced that everyone is texting and driving.
Yeah, they are.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be on the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll unpack that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love that. Okay. So anyway, next. More children.
She's a child in our hearts because of when we met her.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
On Dance Moms.
No, wrong one.
Oh, JoJo?
Uh-huh. The JoJo.
Oh.
Oh.
What was that?
Oh my God. Here's your apology letter for next week.
I didn't watch either.
She's the Black Swan, I believe.
Oh, chic.
And she didn't win.
Oh.
Nick Lachey won, I believe. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nothing's more iconic than Wendy as the lips.
Oh, nothing
and
will
Kermit
ever.
The frog popping out.
Nothing will ever beat that, honestly.
Those are the true winners of the Masked Singer.
Yes, season 5 winner unmasked to be Nick Lachey.
Oh.
JoJo came in second as the Black Swan, and third was Wiz Khalifa as the Chameleon. What? I mean, just JoJo should have won.
Yeah.
Anyway, congrats to JoJo, though. She got a new song out, and she also gets to do some promo just by reminding the kids who she is by being on this show. It's very much a, like, my new single is coming move.
She's also kind of going viral on TikTok again with Get Up. Someone made a mix of it.
Oh.
On I'll find it.
Okay.
And yeah.
Yeah, so JoJo back on the mainstream scene with The Masked Singer, not to be confused with newly out JoJo Siwa, who you thought it was.
Yeah,
what? In the notes. I didn't put a rainbow next to her name. It's not JoJo Siwa.
She did a TikTok recently that was like, "Let's go girls" to Shania.
Yeah, I didn't watch The Masked Singer this season, but
me neither, clearly.
It's an enjoyable show, though.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see who they get after Cornova.
Yes.
Because are people going to want to do that anymore?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I definitely think so. I think it's a Cornova-proof game. It's still like...
that.
We still want to guess who these people are. I don't know what that means. Nick Lachey is staging a comeback or something, though. That's unfortunate.
What's left of me...
He saw Jess getting that promo with that book.
Oh, she should be on it.
She actually should. Yeah. It would have been tying in well with the book, but
yeah.
You know, next time. Next book.
All right. Well, from...
Congratulations to anyone who's ever worn a mask.
Yes, actually.
Yes.
So from masked singers to gay rights.
Yeah.
So let's discuss probably the biggest, one of the biggest moments of last week.
Yeah. Once again, we recorded literally seconds before the biggest pop culture event of that week.
Mm-hmm.
We're timely here at Legends Only.
Yeah.
We like to be on the ball. Speaking of balls, actually.
Oh.
Two of them nearly appeared on mainstream TV. So we're talking, of course, about Lil Nas X performing Montero, Call Me By Your Name live. When it happened, I did think it was a stunt because he's a stunt queen. Like,
we
love a stunt. But it has become clear that it really wasn't.
Right. It wasn't supposed to actually happen.
No. More props to him. And I tweeted this too, but it actually only worked out in his favor because it came off as very charming. His like adorable sly smile and his like panic face, like that all really worked for it. And the whole performance was gay rights. And it was
so
that is main pop girl energy. The dancing, the lick.
The scandal.
The scandal of it all. It was very unapologetically gay.
Yeah, I loved it.
And I feel like he's just going to make such an impact on the little Bobies, the gay Bobies of the world.
Mm-hmm.
The representation, the unapologeticness of it is just so... It's just finally... We said this when the song came out. Like, finally, there's like a sexualized gay pop star. Not just like... And I don't mean to keep bashing like a Sam Smith, but like universal love songs, soggy love ballads. It's part of the queer experience, but also so is sex. And that's never really been on SNL to that degree.
Like, no, I don't think so.
Like, not like that. So I felt like it was very revolutionary and exciting and very mainstream. Like, it's an actual hit song and it's actually all up in our faces and I love it. So shout out to Lil Nas X for that.
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. And I was like kind of shocked that they did the whole poll thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was so excited that they let him do that.
Yeah. And they let him, like, the lick and just the dancing was so, so gay. It was just wonderful.
And didn't something happen with the dancers too, where they had to pull that together in like less than 24 hours?
Yeah. He tweeted that there was some sort of situation.
Like,
there.
Someone got COVID.
Yeah, COVID.
And they had to get all new dancers like right before.
Yep.
Iconic. Because I saw it on TikTok. One of the dancers posted something and was like, we had to learn this within hours.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah. And then he showed what he was going to do later, I believe. I didn't see it, but I saw the headlines that I believe he showed what he was going to do on the poll. So that would have been a great thing too. But he accidentally made quite a moment, which that reminds me of like whether or not it was true or not, the Madonna VMAs 84, I believe, like a version of her falling in the wedding dress and writhing around on the, that was extremely controversial then. And it was because allegedly her heel had snapped or like broke. Maybe that's true. I don't, because Madonna sure loves a stunt too from the very beginning. But that made the performance was the writhing around the ground, which was unexpected. So I just, the pant rip was fantastic. The reason I thought it was a stunt also is because he jumped online so fast to be like, my pants just split.
Yeah.
It was like, I feel like I would be panic brained backstage, not online. But he's also like insanely online all the time.
Yeah, his TikToks are so good.
Yeah, they are. So it's also like a Gen Z thing to be very online. So maybe, you know, I don't think it was a stunt anymore.
No,
I just thought
I don't
it was
either.
Perfect.
Although if you're wearing pants that tight.
I'm
like, oop.
Yeah. Also on the Lil Nas X journey, somebody has been on Twitter, horny on Maine, let's just say.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know who's technically fault here. Oh, yes. Troye Sivan showed his whole ass literally in a photo, like chaps or whatever that look was, which was great.
It was like a mesh.
Yeah. And then they started exchanging like emoji sexual.
Yeah, like emoji memes.
Emoji sucking foot and emoji like kiss or whatever. And then Lil Nas X Brazil interjected with a meme of two bottom emojis clapping up against each other with like a sad face.
Right.
And Lil Nas X was like, delete that right fucking now. but I definitely ship it. I definitely think a collaboration needs to happen, but also like a sexual collaboration. Like, we stan a Helix Studios debut and a pop song debut.
That could be their song.
Honestly.
Yeah. Cocky Boys.
Oh my God.
There's their single title.
Absolutely.
Cocky
All
Boys
around the
featuring...
world, Cocky Boys.
Oh.
They literally could do that. That's crazy, actually.
I love that. Free idea. Take
Free
it.
Free idea. Take
Run
it.
With it.
Yes. We stan. They should make music and date. Well, speaking of gays on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you've been on Twitter for the past week and still to this day, it's been, I posted
Always.
It as a note.
I'm like, what do you mean last week? Well, every day.
But specifically, we are having the age-old Pride discussion more than ever about kink at Pride, and no one will shut the fuck up.
That was fighting for gay rights, and people were killed.
No one was killed by a harness?
And people were muted.
So many mutations. Yeah, God, everyone is so stupid.
Okay, so basically what happened this week, let's go back even further, briefly, for all the straights who are listening to this.
Oh, right. Oh, that's true.
About?
They are not seeing this on their pipeline, their algorithm.
They're like, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I don't even know where I was going to go with that. Like, what do I... So basically every single year, there's Pride Month, and then there's the Pride celebration.
Yeah, the parade.
I sound like an idiot.
No. This is like, let's break it down.
Just think of my brain right now trying to like minimalize this into like simple terms.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every single year, the gays fight about like what should be done and shouldn't be done and what's too over the top.
Right.
And there's always like a gay on Twitter who's like, I don't want to see people making out. I don't want to see people
in respectability.
Oh, do you remember Speedo gay fight? The rap Speedo?
Yes.
And everyone was like arguing.
He's the archetype. He's like the reason that this discussion happened, I think. People point to him. It was this guy in this like one-legged Speedo where it just wraps around your thigh, of them. And
there was
very a whole discussion
coming down the stairs at the VMAs.
And
with,
that
like,
prompted a whole like, is this too much for Pride discussion a few years ago, I think. And every year it's gotten louder and people have become like more extreme on both sides of like, we need to like be respectful in front of families. And then other sides are just like, this is Pride. It was a riot. Like, fuck you. It could be anything. Anyway, that photo kind of inspired
a lively
discourse. But has anyone actually been to Pride is my point, because
it's
all bank floats.
Like,
I don't...
Well, it's everything.
I think, it is everything, but I think they're thinking of like Folsom or something where like you'll see sex acts. I have never during Pride seen anything that was like that. Yeah, and work, but... At Pride, I haven't seen any. I guess some leather harnesses, which if that's too much for you, then that's like you're gonna have a hard life.
Yeah,
I really.
I've seen titties.
I've definitely seen. I have seen boobs out, but otherwise, I don't think I've seen anything.
No,
on the street, you know, the Pride parties are a little different, but the street, no, I haven't.
No,
so
me
I'm
either.
Like, I feel like it's a lot of 15-year-olds who are like they have an idea of what Pride is and they maybe haven't even gone.
Yeah,
and it's all these like anime avatars. Are people angry on Twitter?
I mean, that was like me 20 years ago. I'd be like, we don't need to be so over the
top.
Oh
yeah, me too. Oh my god.
Like,
when I first came out, I was like, it doesn't define me. I don't think I need to have Pride.
Yeah.
And now I'm like a complete 180 on that one.
Everyone's having that journey.
Yeah.
At some point in their life.
I definitely think there's a lot of loud vocal people who are just coming out who think like it should be like that. But also that's not what's happening at Pride. Like in my experience, and now it's so super commercial that I just, it's literally like Citizens Bank welcomes you to the Pride Parade. So
here's my Pride discourse.
Oh,
so Pride is in the middle of the summer and it's always so hot and I'm covered in SPF 100.
Yep.
I am sweating. I look a damn mess.
Somebody's body glitter has stuck to your sweat.
Oh, always.
Without a doubt.
Covered in glitter. Yeah. I'm sweating. I'm insecure.
You don't go out
in
glitter, but you
hot.
Come home in glitter.
Yes. So I'm too concerned about how sweaty I am and how disgusting I look to care about what anyone else is doing.
That is very true. And also, like, you've seen the Pride parade. Like, for me, like, I've been on the sidelines the first few years. And now, like, I want, like, a rooftop to look over every now and then. To, like, I don't need to be in the center
at all. I love
a
messy Pride moment.
My Pride, I don't have very memorable experiences. I just remember the first Pride I went to, my ex was loud and proud in all body glitter and a silver short shorts at the front of the parade, like stomping down the street.
That would be me if I could pull it off.
But I don't know. I've never, the horror stories that they are claiming are there are just never.
They're not there.
They're not. Go outside, touch grass.
We're all gonna have fun.
Yeah.
Do we have fun during Pride? Yeah, I guess we
do.
Yeah. Anyway. Speaking of Pride.
Speaking
of gay rights.
See you at Pride, by the way, soon.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. So, in other gay rights news, Lindsay Lohan is coming back. She's literally said, I'm back, like 20 times.
Queen of comebacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she is going to be in a film on Netflix
Yes, a film.
A rom-com, which stands for romantic comedy. I know. I do know that.
She's reclaiming the rom-com queen title. She was in, like, what was it? Just My Luck, right?
What's, like, an example of a rom-com, though?
Oh, God, so many. 10 Things I Hate About You. Oh, God, why am I blanking? Like,
Love that. Love that movie.
Wait.
So good.
Never Been Kissed.
She's
All That. You know, like, where there's romance, but it's comedic.
Love that. So yeah, what do we think about this?
Well, I think that if given the right material, she can shine. Mm-hmm. I would like her to have the right material. And honestly, that doesn't mean that it has to be serious, because I don't expect
that. No, she
that.
Can't do serious.
No, but
well,
I
she
do,
can, but
she
I,
can, but
I don't think she should.
Right. You know, like when you have like Emily in Paris, like getting award nominations and stuff, and it's like I think she could maybe have a moment, basically. Like, I feel like there are some pretty embarrassing popular shows on these streamers now that she could maybe have success, even if it's like a very corny Hallmarky kind of thing. I also heard it's just the same plot as Overboard, which I haven't seen, but it's basically Overboard but at a ski resort. So you know, I'm kind of optimistic. I'm hoping for the best for her to like have this like swell of like, you know, when people just get obsessed about some movie on a streamer every week is a different one. There's like Bridgerton, Emily in Paris, Tiger King, like
burlesque.
I would hope that there's just like this mass, and it can happen.
Yeah. I'm excited that there were so many people excited for this.
Yes.
I feel like my whole timeline was so thrilled about this.
The Lohanasans. Yes, I agree.
Oh, I like that.
A lot of people were saying it. I
that
really
needs a
feel
theme song.
It does.
I'm like hearing like trumpets, like the Lohanasans.
Yes. I feel like people do want her to win. I also think like a lot of her comebacks were not even domestic. Like she had the Masked Singer Australia, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, and Dubai, and she was in Dubai, and she was in like Mykonos, like Lohan Beach House was there. Like a lot of her comebacks were not here. So I feel like
her random single in the middle of Cornova.
Yeah. So I feel like a Netflix rom-com is very in your face. So this could be the first, you know, in your face reintroduction of Lohan.
I'm here for it.
I'm ready here. I'm very here for it.
Would also like to see a third album, but that's just me being selfish.
That's just an album in the dark.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Well, there's also some other comebacks happening.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you let everyone know what this is?
We didn't mention. There is an NFT coming from Lindsay this weekend.
Yes.
We've all listened to the preview. There's a lot of spoken word. I like when people talk at the beginning of NFTs. I think it's kind of rad.
I don't have enough Ethereum.
Yeah, I don't
all
either.
Right? I invested in Ethereum.
Yeah.
And it's dropping.
Yeah, everything's
bullshit.
Dropping.
Bullshit. Scam.
It'll come back up. But just like Lindsay, I'm back. But yeah.
Who's going to buy this?
I don't know, but I feel like the first one sold. So this one's going to sell. I don't know how
much
for.
Put it on streaming, whoever buys it.
They do. That's the thing. They put it right out. Like, that's the part of NFTs I don't get is like, it's like a trading card. Like, you have the original copy of it, but we're not getting into that again. The point is, she's putting out another song.
And it's a spoken word.
So far, spoken word.
Dance-a-phobia tease.
Yes.
Bop.
We're going to hope and pray that it's good. Narrator. It wasn't. But we'll see.
I want her song that had the Alice DJ
Xanax
sample.
Where are you?
I started making that in Logic Pro. Better Off Alone.
Better Off Alone.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows. But like, anyway, that's
it needs to have a big moment.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be waiting for that. Yes. In the meantime, there is a comeback update. Yes. Breaking Skywatch.
Were you shaking?
Breaking news. I was shaking. And everything is still embarrassing. Sky Ferreira coming back, allegedly. 2022 festival. This festival in Spain. Now, what is it called again? Primavera. First of all, every artist you've
Isn't
ever listened
type
to.
Of food?
What?
Isn't that
a
food?
Like pasta primavera?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is that problematic?
No.
Oh. I don't want to get canceled again by the Olivia Rodrigo fans.
It's made with like lightly sauteed spring vegetables.
Mm.
But anyway, the Primavera lineup is like every artist in the world, including Sky Ferreira, Perfume, the J-pop group. Yes, Dua Peep, and Lorde. Two big comebacks.
Lorde the singer.
No, the actual god. He's in between Megan Thee Stallion and Phoebe Bridgers. Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about this, to say the least. And now, as a Sky stan, we cannot expect that to materialize, but we're going to hope and pray. And
I feel like at this
Lord.
Point it has to, because you're in contracts.
Yeah. But she could
Let's
always
be
just
optimistic
do like,
here.
I will be optimistic.
Are you going to go?
Honestly, it was a very tantalizing lineup.
Oh, that's a nice word.
Writer girl. I feel like it could be a fun vacation. Spain. I've got people I want to see out there. I got like
I'm sure.
And yeah, I could stay with them and I could go to this festival. The Lord makes me think that we're getting an album this year, probably.
Yeah. What is a year away, this festival?
So right.
Plenty of time for some eras.
That's true. So it's very exciting. It just seems to suggest that people are already booking their festivals right now.
I'm so excited for summer 2022.
I know. That'll be the real comeback.
That's going. That will be the Lohanaissance.
That will be.
The post-Cordova Lohanaissance.
High off of the success of her rom-com, Lindsay will be touring festivals in 2022.
Literally. Okay, so 2022 summer.
Yeah.
Dua Peep and Lorde and Sky Ferreira are going to be at a festival, and there's going to be a Lohanaissance and a third album. And B10.
Yeah.
And another Dua Peep album.
True.
And what else? I don't know.
And Rihanna's album.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'll drop that.
I'll say two albums for Rihanna.
We deserve. Okay, I love this manifestation.
That's our genie in a bottle wish list.
That is.
Yeah.
Well, until that day
comes. See you then.
Speaking of B10, that's not coming, but...
No. No.
We do have a cute little update from our queen.
We do. She left a little comment on Spanish and Abobi's Instagram.
Can we just say, yes, Selena Gomez, so legendary Gomezmerizing, posted an adorable video of her, I guess, probably 10 years ago or yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say yesterday.
Of her singing along to Oops Deep Cut, Don't Go Knocking on My Door.
Which, where did this come? Has this ever been seen before?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I saw this and I was like, oh, now I really stand.
Yeah, she grew up on Britney. She truly did. So it was fucking adorable. And so Britney showed her love.
She did. She left a little comment.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Very cute.
She's also been posting some new outfits again.
We do have a new outfit.
We have a second cat suit.
We do. Black cat suit.
Yeah.
Giving you Catwoman.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready for Halloween.
She is.
She's already said it, and she's ready to give us several looks. We'll see if she gives us the Avril look, but I liked the black cat suit.
I did.
Yeah. I don't
also
know.
Like, not to be that girl.
Uh-oh.
But like, you know, we're honest here and we just like share our thoughts.
Yeah.
But like the song choice in her dancing video, she used that Control song again.
Oh,
did
I
you hear it?
I didn't hear which song she used. She used Janet.
So she's like, I am the controller.
Yeah.
She used that, like, when did she use that in the last time? Unless, no, I'm definitely not making that up. She absolutely used that song before.
Interesting.
She used it again.
Wow.
And I was like, oh.
We love riddles and puzzles and pieces and bits.
But that's as far as I'm going with, like, my theory.
Well, regardless, I think it's fun that she's having fun.
Yeah.
On IG. And I absolutely loved the Celegend Britney crossover moment, which has happened several times at this point. Mm-hmm. Britney worked out to, I mean, we know that Glory was inspired by, you know, because she's Spanish and a baby.
And she's, you know, she's Spanish and she's a baby.
And then Britney worked out to her music, which she tagged Selena in. And then Selena has, I mean, through the years, she's covered Britney. She's a Disney girl. She's Spanish and a baby. We love it.
Spanish and a child. Yeah, it's so cute.
It is.
We should try and find old VHS tapes of ourselves.
Oh, I definitely have them. I have me opening up a Furby for Christmas. Let me tell you.
Feed me.
The vocals on
now
my
Now that's what
scream.
Men say to you on Grindr. Life is cyclical, isn't it?
Everything comes right back at you.
That should be a challenge where we like have to text our parents and be like, find the most embarrassing VHS that you have.
I have so
many.
And
we'll take the audio.
Yeah. Good idea.
I want to know where the video is of me doing Slave for You.
Because
It's so embarrassing. With the little scarves like around my wrist.
I'm going to have to go dig into the archives.
Yeah, I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. Well, speaking of scarves around your knuckles and looks and things.
Cat suits. New fashion.
Oh, I think it's time for...
High fashion.
so editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Okay, so I'm going to make this quick because I don't really want to have this conversation, but like Gwen Stefani for Paper Magazine was giving me a serve.
Yeah.
The photos.
Yes, good photos.
This was like
great
what
gowns,
I
beautiful
was...
gowns.
Because I feel like we were very critical of her when she came back with like slow clap, de-clap, slow clap, clap. But like this to me was like, you're paying homage to your old looks and bring it back into like the future. This is the serve that I was looking for. I'm like, oh, this should have been the cover. This should have been the music video. Yes.
Absolutely.
This
no,
is elevated Gwen for me.
Yeah.
Like serve.
Agreed.
The interview though. I literally was like the Kris Jenner meme where she's like, close his laptop.
Right, right. I think, you know, and it was pointed out, we did have a Discord chat about it. I think she is of an older PR trained vantage point where they were told, our pop stars were told not to talk about politics back 20 years ago. And so I do think she played the card that is just now comes across as old to just be like, well, I don't have a poli sci, you know, major degree. I can't speak to this. And it's like, oh no, we kind of left that.
Yeah.
At the
it's
same.
Like, okay. Well, I don't either.
But she also said what she said, which is like, I live my life and you can read into what you want to read into how I live my life. And that is how she wants to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst.
It wasn't the worst.
Actually, I don't think it was bad at all. It just wasn't great.
Yeah.
I would have liked if she like made more of a statement, but also I get it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I don't have a political science major, so.
Right. It's just like, And the Republican question was a bit like, not no.
It was a bit... Well, props to them for asking it.
Yeah, they just fucking went for it. I mean, because that is kind of the thing that floats around on social media now. It's like, oh, she's a Republican. It's like...
Let's talk about the husband.
Well, let's talk about the husband. Oof. I feel like she just said, you know, I think if you know who I am, then you know who what I stand for, which is like, not no. But it's also, she's done things that would suggest... progressiveness.
Yeah.
But she didn't, because as somebody pointed out, you know, she doesn't want to alienate a certain part of her fan base, which is whether that's wrong or not.
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many.
I'm joking.
But yeah, you know.
Interesting.
And I mean, cool forever. And 4 a.m. forever.
Yeah.
Anyway, my high fashion, I just got two quick ones. Miss Dula Peep for Modern Weekly Style. This sort of like future nostalgia, very interesting kind of like video gamey futuristic pose.
Modern.
She's kind of got a, yes, modern, but like futuristic. She's got sort of like a K-pop aesthetic to it, I would say. It's been the pictures that she's been posting in videos lately of this magazine cover I thought was pretty cool. I liked that for her. And we're about to discuss her some more. And then also shout out to Madonna, who's still doing it well on Instagram right now.
Yeah.
She thanked...
Honestly, I think it's because I followed her.
I do think she had to step her game up at that point.
I was like, oh, I followed her again. And now all of a sudden, her aesthetic has just really improved.
She's stepped it up. Here she is looking 2 years old, wearing Jean-Paul Gaultier throwback.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Collab with her. Yes, iconic. Sent her a fierce shirt, as she wrote, and she's striking a pose. And she looks fantastic. And she also announced that Madame X tour is coming October, the DVD finally, which she's been working on forever.
Yeah.
I hope it's not edited to death, which makes me nervous because she's spent too much time on it, but we'll see. The jump cuts of like MDNA tour, oof, you'll get sick from that. But you know, I think it'll be good. I hope it'll be good.
I hope she has a new era.
Oh, same. This actually ended up being a blessing that we couldn't do anything for a year because she had to heal from hip surgery and all mm-hmm. that. So I hope so, you know.
What sound would you like her to do next?
I think she should go electronic.
Like Ashley though?
Yes. Oh, well, always I think she should go electronic. I would like a sophisticated dance record that is on the level of Confessions, but is
elevated.
I like sort of like what Cyndi Lauper did with Bring It to the Brink in 2008, I believe, or 9, working with like Clear Up and I think Basement Jackson. Just interesting electronic people would be good. She's definitely still on a hip hop vibe right now. She was like talking with like Migos and stuff like that. I don't know where that exactly leads, but I don't know. I would love some spiritual electronica. I would love some introspection. I don't know, though, because she's very unpredictable.
Well, that's why she's the queen.
That is why she's the queen. And she doesn't repeat herself, so who knows? But I don't know. She definitely likes what's current. She definitely latches on to that. So who knows for sure? Actually, the one thing that did seem to be like a thing is, especially with this Olivia Rodrigo and the pop punk resurgence, I wouldn't be surprised if we got like kind of a rock era from her. She likes to tote out that guitar during the concerts. I wouldn't mind it because that is literally back to her roots before Madonna, the debut, and like when she was in punk bands. It would be kind of cool and like sort of like a Blondie, Debbie Harry, like Sky Ferreira kind of edginess to her could also be cool.
Know what else I think could be cool for Madonna? Like what? A dual disc of the same songs, but one is electronic dance, like deep house.
Yeah.
And the other is like rock. Cause you know how she does that on tour? She'll take a song and she'll flip it to be like acoustic.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be cool if she did that, but on a CD.
It's kind of like what she did with the
Rebel Heart.
Rebel Heart demos, which
that's really honestly what I want.
Oh yeah.
Just that fucking Avicii song.
Sort of to a fault, she decided to flip all the demos because they leaked. So she made them sound different. And sometimes the demos sounded better, but she was just stubborn. But
I hope I get to hear that Avicii Rebel Heart mix in full before I die.
Yeah.
Bucket list.
Someone
has it somewhere.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But anyway, I do agree with you. That would be good too.
Yeah.
That is also my high fashion.
Queen.
And we do have some new music. This was definitely a light week.
Yeah.
Very, very
light. I didn't even realize it was Friday.
Well, that too. I mean, everyone just got so shook from Godrigo that nobody had any music to share. Memorial Day weekend. I wonder if people know that, because for work, historically, like in like entertainment news, it goes so slow.
Yeah, because everyone logs out.
Everyone logs out.
Goes on vacation.
Yeah. So
hangs out with friends.
Right. I don't know what
that's like. Goes to
barbecues. Yeah. But
what's that like?
We do have a few quick ones I wanted to shout out that actually all have to tie in with our doula, Sigrid, a Norwegian queen, who you might know. She's got bops. I would put her in the world of like Zara Larsson and kind of the new girls making bops. Has a song called Mirror out, and she co-wrote with, I believe, two of the writers on Don't Start Now and Future Nostalgia. Fantastic disco continuation of 2020 sound. Easily like a top bop of the week for me. And then so Mo, which I believe it's M with the O slashed out. And I was looking online. I believe you pronounce it like Mew.
Oh.
And yeah, sort of like Mew Mews. I don't know. Produced by S.G. Lewis,
Bob.
King, and Sly, who also did We're Good on the Dua repackage called Live to Survive. Again, we're in this future nostalgia world. Yes, true. And I feel like sort of how we got like the vibrations that came out of like the Timbaland era of it affecting everyone's sound. I kind of wonder, like, I definitely feel like a lot of the new girls are having like future nostalgia, not knockoffs, but definitely like the same writers inspired, because there's been a wave of these. And right now, Shakira is in the studio with two of the writers as well from Future Nostalgia. The impact.
Yeah.
I mean, Dua. Yeah. That's not to say it all has to sound like that, but.
Right. Is it going to be like dated when that all comes out?
Yeah, I don't know. They're great songwriters, though. And these are great songs. So I really wouldn't call them like copycats or also rans. They feel like their own thing, but they're definitely of the vibe of future nostalgia.
I'll stand anything that stands. Like, let's be real.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, literally, like, I'm making music that sounds like it's from 20 years ago.
Well, that's in.
Yeah.
And then two quick shout outs. Iona Lee. I am, am I, who am I? If you remember the Bionic teasers.
Yes.
She has a new bop out called Summer Never Ended. The Damage Was All Mine. More of a chill vibe for summer. Love her. Love all of her Swedish weirdo music. And then Griff, who I've written about before and had a moment at the Brits, has a song called One Foot in Front of the Other. She is like also of the Gen Z new girls that I'm very interested in. She's writing and producing her stuff. Very impressive. She's young, bop. So I don't know. I'm starting to get like excited again about music. I feel like a lot of the girls are showing up again, which we said, like, I feel like with reopening.
Yeah.
The girls are going to
tour.
Yeah.
Put on a show, DJ it.
That's right. So I'm getting excited about that. Yeah. And we do have
another. I have absolutely no recommendations for the week because I haven't been listening to anything except for early 2000s house music and trap house.
Today at the gym, all I listened to was Willa Ford's A Toast to Men.
Bop.
Fucking bop. I'm going to find a way to mix it on Saturday into my set.
20 years of Willa.
20 years.
Well, speaking of queens, so our Stephanie had some announcements over the week.
She sure did. Exciting.
Born This Way is celebrating its 10-year anniversary.
She got a little street mural. Not a little
also,
one.
Also, do we even talk about the parade?
I don't think so. We literally like...
That happened like literally as we were recording, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like we might be a little cursed because we keep like pushing publish and then like a massive pop event happens.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're timely here at Legends Only and we are discussing the West Hollywood Key to the City... spectacular celebration of Born This Way. Yes, the mayor came down, gave her the key. She made a little speech. She partied. She danced to Sour Candy. Uh-huh. First live performance
and rain
confirmed.
On me.
Yeah. She was having a blast. She just was like in her, like relaxed. Like right. She was just like, this is fun. This is good. And the monsters were having a ball. Born This Way, 10 years. And to celebrate along with that and a mural of Born This Way with a pride flag on the street.
It looks fantastic.
It does. She announced that there's a 10-year anniversary edition of the album, including a bonus album
mm-hmm.
with performances by LGBTQ and allies reinterpreting her songs, starting with Big Frida's Judas makeover, which is very Big Frida. I loved the Judas, Frida. Like they like mm-hmm. changed the intro. I love that. Exciting. I think you did some deep diving.
I had a little guess. I don't think I'm right.
Yeah.
But I thought that the word Madonna and Born This Way fit on the bottom line. I don't think it's going to be it.
It would absolutely cause meltdowns.
But I do think you and I will be on it. Mm-hmm. I think and Marry the Night. Those are my other picks. And then I also think, what was the other ones? Because I only had 15 seconds because I was like, I want this to be one Instagram story.
Uh-huh.
Because I was like, I don't want people thinking like, which I did spend like way too long making that thing. Highway Unicorn, I think is probably the other one. And then what's the other one that I thought was, Edge of Glory. Those are the other two that I was like, oh, I'm going to leave those out because I only have 15 seconds.
I bet somebody's going to do hair too.
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. Ah, there's so many great, great memories.
Justice for Heavy Metal Lover.
Absolutely.
One of her best songs ever. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
The Breathe On Me of that album.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I think of it in the same way.
Iconic. So also, Gaga was on the Friends reunion.
She was. And at first I was like, why are they doing this? And then it actually turned out to be cute. Yeah, she got to duet with Phoebe on the show, like except Lisa Kudrow, and they did Smelly Cat.
I was never into Friends.
Me either. I feel like I've been forced to know the references. Like I do know Smelly Cat because it was like pop culture at that time, but I don't partake in the show willingly. I had to cover it for work, but otherwise, like I don't. Nothing. I really, no surprise here. I love all three of the women and their later projects. Like Courtney and Scream, the comeback Lisa Kudrow, and Jen is Jen. But I didn't engage with the show. I didn't, but I get it. So she got to have a little moment where she sat down with Lisa and she was like, thank you for being you on the show. And basically being like, for us weirdos to be ourselves.
Yeah.
Cute.
Wasn't on that journey.
No, but...
So no one told you to stream Born This Way. She should have said that.
She sure
But what journey I am on is possibly going to Chromatica Ball.
Yeah, a journey
in New Jersey.
A journey on the path.
Honestly, I feel like that's just so fitting.
It really would be for our big first concert to be Chromatica Ball.
Chromatica Ball in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Fitting.
With Roz.
You know what? That's all I want in life.
Honestly, that could happen.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah. She'll just be screaming like, sing Shallow.
Yeah, literally.
I am extremely excited for this if it happens.
Same.
I do actually think it could happen now because I saw her at the Born This Way thing and I'm like, oh, maybe she does want to still do this.
Yeah.
Because in my opinion, she's fully transitioned to actress Gaga, but maybe not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I guess not.
I think she is tour Gaga with music, and because she couldn't do that,
yeah,
she stepped away from it.
You're right. It's also where the money is, so I don't blame her.
Well, that's tea. But also, I think she, and I've seen this, I think, as I've like moved off of like teasing her and all that stuff, uh-huh, is like, you can see she has such an emotional connection with her fans.
Yeah.
And to not be able to do that, it's like, why do it?
Throw the flowers at them like birds.
Literally.
Yeah.
So I think now that she's like, oh, I could do City Fields.
Yeah.
And do a concert. I don't think she won't not do. Wait, that makes no sense. I think she will do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see it. It would be fantastic.
Yeah.
So we'll be there. You'll all be there.
1,000 doves at City Field.
She'll release 1,000 doves into the air.
I think I saw Bon Jovi at City Fields. That's very Jersey. And it thunderstormed.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what like restrictions are like and everything at
that
time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll have to wait and see.
There could be 999,000 people in an arena and you just need one to not wear their mask and then it's a nightmare.
Oh.
So.
Well.
We'll see. We'll see. I actually think it's fine because it'll be outdoors too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, speaking of things coming up, we do have some things coming up.
Yes. So looking forward ahead to the future, we have a couple things. So Normani tweeted, quote, history in the fucking making.
She did.
And
she
everyone also was like, what?
She also did, I believe it was W Magazine or V, like a small interview and said the album is done.
Yeah.
At this point, it needs to be a double visual album experience, 32 tracks, because Lord knows.
The fans are ruthless.
They are ruthless.
Did you see the one article that was like, Normani says her next album, and someone was like, she didn't even have a first. What do you mean next?
Oh, well, that is true.
And I was like, oh.
I know.
It's
she
like
also
the running
said
joke now.
In the interview, she said that Motivation was more pop and she's going to have some darker elements, which I'm not mad about, but we shall see.
Justice for Motivation.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens next because we're doing a lot of waiting and seeing for her.
Yeah. Also, some news that actually just got posted right before we recorded, so we didn't miss the ball on this one. So the head of A&R at Warner Records talked to Variety about Dua Lipa and said that she is, quote, going to pull off something completely different and at scale for her next album. And says, quote, she was talking about album number 3 when we barely had number 2 done. Hashtag DL3.
Hashtag DL3.
I would like to see it.
I would like to see it. I'm nervous about it because of the hype. Because she just
served for an entire year.
And
effortlessly served.
It was a concept. It was a tight concept. The album start to finish made sense. You
the
know?
Graphic design.
Yeah.
The merch. The campaign, the photo shoots, Studio 2054.
So I don't know. Are we going from Confessions to Hard Candy? I don't know. I mean, I would kind of stand that, but
me too.
I don't know because that is actually the same jump. It's like what happens after Confessions. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with her and what the sound will be like. I think she knows she has a winning formula with what she does, which is dance pop. I don't know what her other interests might be, but I think it'll still be like big bops, I would think. I don't know. I'm excited for her. I think the budget is there for her at scale or whatever they say. I feel like they have big ideas for her. I think they'll throw anything at her that she wants at this point. So the sky's the limit. And I think she gets access to all the best songwriters and producers at this point if she didn't already. So
she's the one to watch.
She is
the new year
truly the
ahead.
One to watch. Yeah.
As long as she doesn't put on a pink cowboy hat, I'll take it.
We need to know her middle name, actually. Oh my God. That would be...
I don't even know what her real first name is.
It's really Dua.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that was an alias.
No. That's Albanian. She doesn't have a middle name, looks like.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Well, she can't have a Joanne era then.
We're
saved. No. yeah, I'm excited.
What would your Joanne era be called?
Jared.
Oh.
That's my middle name.
Yeah. Mine would just be my Kyle era.
That's true.
I would drop the T.
Oh, my God.
Love that. cool. So also, in other big news, the Kelly Clarkson show, this I feel like was huge news over the week.
Yeah.
Everyone was freaking out. So Kelly, her talk show is officially taking Ellen's time slot.
Huge.
In 2022.
Huge.
Massive.
I mean, confirmed. Everything we've been saying and praying and preaching.
Yeah.
She came for the crown and she's getting it now. And now there'll be even more eyes on her. And I think it's the proof that she is the rightful heir to that throne.
Mm-hmm.
Which is insane.
I was thinking it the whole time.
I mean, it's just insane to think. I think Billy Eichner tweeted, like, I just want to say I'm really happy for Kelly Clarkson's career trajectory, which is facts. Like,
which is just iconic.
It's crazy. And I do think it's smart, you know, not that her music career is winding down, but like, this is the part of where you pivot a little bit.
Both of these things to me have so much longevity.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Her music career is timeless.
Absolutely.
She could be 90 years old.
Yeah.
Singing Breakaway.
She can do, you know, American Standards, ballads, albums, mm-hmm. Love, whatever.
Cheek to cheek.
And at the same time, she can have this as long as she wants.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. Now, I don't know what that means for the residency.
True.
I don't know. But this is big time for her. So, and I think
they also pre-tape a lot, though.
They do.
So I think she'd be fine.
Yeah. I hope she gets a live audience next year, too.
Because she doesn't really do the whole topical thing.
No.
Like, she's not, like, trying to be, you know, she just sits back and she chills.
I have to watch so much of it, like, for work and stuff. And I find it such, like, a heartwarming, sincere, sweet, corny in a, you know, way.
But enjoyable.
In a way that makes perfect sense for daytime. And obviously, it's missing the attitude of somebody who was over it many seasons ago.
Yeah.
So I think it's a perfect match.
I will say the irony is not lost on me. The fact that one of the actual nicest humans on this planet is taking over for the imposter.
The imposter. Yeah. And that they had a trial run on the Ellen show where Kelly took over as a fake Kelly Clarkson show.
Mm-hmm.
How the turns have tabled.
But you know what? The thing is, though, with her is she genuinely loves talking to people.
She does.
Like, if you've ever done a meet and greet with Kelly Clarkson, you know. I feel like she always makes a statement.
Yeah, we get rushed out by her people because she keeps talking.
Yeah, they always do an announcement at the beginning that's like, if we have to yell at you, it's not because of you. It's because Kelly will not stop talking. Yeah. And it's so true.
It is true.
She sees things and she'll be like, oh my God, your jacket. And you just see her just wanting to talk to people.
She is the perfect type for
So it's
a talk
almost
show.
Like having a talk show host is, you know.
The concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's deserved and it's the right thing for her. And again, I think the show has a lot of heart and is just the right mix of corny, sweet, and
I love her.
It's good to do like the way that people promote on there. It's good. And yeah, she doesn't ever dabble into like hot topics.
No. But she's always very honest.
Yes.
Like, she doesn't steer away from anything.
No, and she actually has been steadily hinting and talking about her divorce and all of that through the show.
Yeah.
Which has been really good because she can address it on her terms.
Yeah.
So
I hope she's taking care of herself.
I'm sure she is.
I know, but I'm like, I'm nervous because she's so busy.
That's the only thing that throws me is like, she's on The Voice on Tuesday and then on her show on Wednesday.
Everything.
And all of that. Yeah.
So I'm just like, Kelly, not that you're listening, but I just hope that she's taking care of herself. Because, you know, I mean, I'm guilty of it. Like, I used to like work all the time to like run away from my problems.
Mm.
So I'm just like, Kelly, I hope that you're doing okay. We stan.
We do stan. And get that album out. No.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, I want it to be good so you could take your sweet time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, so shout out to 2022, which seems to have a lot of promising things.
Yeah. It's only 6 months away. Can you believe it?
Sky Ferreira on The Kelly Clarkson Show coming soon. Oh my God, please let that happen.
Manifest it.
Manifest
it. Believe it. It's going to happen.
We need that. Talk about a comeback.
Yeah. Wow, everyone. Well, we've made it through another week.
We have made it through the
wilderness.
We've
made it halfway through 2021.
Is
Can you believe
case?
That?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, January, February, March, April, May. No, 5 months.
No,
one
but it's
more
about
ago.
To be June.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and then when that's over.
So we're like 48% through.
Okay. Okay, math.
Yeah. It's actually, no, I think it's like, whatever. We're almost halfway through is the point.
Yeah. We are on the edge of glory, some would say.
Yeah.
Excited to
live,
laugh. Love into this new summer.
That would be a funny poster. Live, laugh, love, stream, sacrifice on iTunes.
We should make
it. Yeah, maybe so.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Well, that is all for this week. A jam-packed episode.
Yeah.
Also, check out the bonus episode on patreon.com/legendsonly.
Oh, my God.
And stay tuned there for some updates about new bonus content coming soon. And until next week, everyone wish Brad good luck on your...
Well, Brad... Good luck.
Next week on your return to DJing.
Yes, you'll hear about that more on the bonus episode.
Yeah. And until next week, we will
see you
soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.